Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with a KUAC News Minor Update. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed Alaska's capital budget Thursday, qualifying the state to receive approximately $1 billion in federal highway funding and construction funding. But the signing came with caveats in the form of 27 line item vetoes, cutting more than $34.7 million in funding from everything from homeless assistance grants, earthquake monitoring, deferred maintenance across the state, and public safety. Fairbanks Republican Representative Bart Lebon noted the vetoes present a dim picture for a number of interior Alaska projects. Lebon said, quote, "The Fairbanks area is impacted by the cuts to the university deferred maintenance. We had an opportunity to purchase an earthquake array system at a very reasonable price, and I'm afraid that opportunity may now slip away." An Alaska Native corporation has joined voices calling for the recall of Governor Mike Dunleavy. KNBA reports the Board of Directors of Anchorage-based Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, or CIRI, announced support for the recall Thursday. CIRI spokesperson Ethan Tyler highlighted four recall campaign justifications: unfitness for office related to delay of a judicial appointment, misuse of state funds for political ad campaigns, violation of separation of powers, and incompetent veto of state funds.
In looking at those four points, CIRI believes that the effect of those four actions, or those four points or actions that the governor has taken, negatively impacts our business here in the state of Alaska, and ultimately our shareholders.
Tyler says the last time CIRI got involved in politics was in support of Senator Lisa Murkowski's 2010 write-in campaign.
CIRI rarely wades into the political realm, and you know, we thought that this presented a credible threat to our ability to fulfill our mission, and that's why CIRI is supporting the recall effort.
According to its website, CIRI has about 8,800 shareholders. A hiker has died in a fall in the Hatcher Pass area. Alaska State Troopers report that 57-year-old Leslie Lant of Castleoff fell while crossing the Pennyroyal Glacier after 10 p.m. Monday. Troopers say Lant slid several hundred yards down the glacier into rocks. A trooper helicopter was initially turned back by poor weather, but was able to recover Lant's body with the help from members of the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group on Wednesday. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.